Hi everyone, this is Penny from PennyFullOfThoughts.com. Today we're going to be talking about the two faces of parenthood. You know, becoming a parent has a strange tendency to turn us into two-faced people. On the one hand, we love our babies with all of our heart and soul and would never give them away or trade them for anything in this world. On the other hand, we get grouchy and bemoan our lack of privacy and me time. More so if we work at home, it's like, oh, honey, I only need a little bit more time to concentrate, please. You know, and if not, it's the regular parent struggle with the child and like, CJ, did you get your chores done? Did you get your homework done? Did you get your work assignment done? Because CJ does have to work on his blog. He is responsible for that. He wants to keep on maintaining it. He has a responsibility there. Now, CJ is the child of my dreams, the son of my dreams. And right now, he's off on a sleepover with a family member. And I'm here almost crying. It's too quiet. My heart is screaming for his presence, but my mind is saying he needs space to spread his wings. He needs to start flapping and unconsciously preparing for the time when he leaves the nest. There's no way I'd ever want to stand in the way of my son's growth, yet it's sad. It's empty, lonely. I feel bereft. And I wonder if this is what an empty nest feels like on a daily basis. That's a thought that makes me shudder. Now, logically, I know that I trust that side of the family that CJ's with right now. I also know that they aren't that far away. I know that they're technologically advanced enough to think it's no big deal for him to Skype me if he starts feeling lonely or miss me, or if I need to talk to him. It's at times like this that we need to remember the bigger plan, the plan to launch our children into the world as prepared as possible, to love them enough to let them go, to encourage them to be the best they can, and to overcome whatever adversity comes their way, to hope that someday they will realize all that we've done or tried to do and willingly call and drop by as often as there in our schedules will allow. I guess that's the most that any parent can hope for. You always want the best for your child, and I guess at some part of us, in the back of our minds, in the back of our hearts and our souls, we know the children are only lent to us for a little while they're young. They're ours. And once they reach a certain point, it's time to let them go. And if we don't let them go, we'll wind up hurting them somehow, holding them back. And that's not something I'd ever want to do, but I miss my son, and I know most parents are like this, and I don't know if it's to occupy myself or if there was just something in the back of my mind that wanted to do this and thought this was a great time, but now that I'm here at home alone, I rearrange the furniture. This is like a typical female thing, I think, but yeah, rearrange the furniture, clean the house, that's what I'm doing with my me time. You would think I would do something luxurious, right? Like soak in a bubble bath with rose petals or something, but nope. I don't know what it was or what it is. Maybe I feel guilty for not wanting my son around. And actually, I want my son around. I just wanted time to myself. And now that I have it, like a lot of other parents, I feel kind of guilty. It's kind of nice, but then I feel guilty. And I miss my son. So I know it's just for a little bit. He'll be back, and I'll have him with me for a few more years before he turns 18 and it's time for him to go off to college or to go pursue his life, wherever that takes him. So to all the parents out there, being a parent is a hard job because you fall in love. You fall in love with your job. You fall in love with your children. And it's really hard. But we know that we need to let them go and grow. We need to let them flap their wings and learn how to fly and hope that they don't forget us. On that sad note, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go back and finish my project before anyone comes home, especially because I hear my cats knocking down my wood screws. Remodeling the house and the cats are helping in their own way, I guess. Have fun, stay safe, and God bless everyone.